Mitzvah Assembly, Ned, we'll review together the opening halachas with which you're all familiar in the Rambams and Hilchos Taniyos. I'd like to share two thoughts. And at the outset, just to indicate, this isn't said apologetically, it's said because it's intrinsically, substantively very important to recognize that kimedume, that what we're going to discuss, is very much a shir in halacha, albeit in an area of halacha that pertains to Hilchos Deos and Chovos Halvavos, but halacha shabo, not only agoda shabo. So if you have access to it, take a look at Rabosai. So the Rambam begins Hilchos Taniyos as follows. Ultimately, we're going to, I think, just comment on one word in Halacha Gimel, but just to have it in context. Mitzvah sasi min ha-Torah lizok u-lohariyah v'chatzotzos ha-kol tzorah sh'tova al ha-tzibur. Sh'nema al ha-tzar ha-tzorah eschem v'harayosem v'chatzotzos. Kloma, dober sh'yedo lochem, kegon batzoras v'deve v'arbe, v'chayotze bohen, za'aku alehen v'horiyu. V'dober zer midarki ha-tshuvahu. Shebizman shetor tzore v'yiz'aku oleha v'yoriyu, yedu hakol shebeglal ma'aseim horoim hu alehem, kakosu v'avonoseichem hitu v'gomer. V'zehu sheyigrom lohem lohosir hatzore me'alehem. Avalam lo yizaku v'lo yoriyu, ala yomiru dovo zeh mimin ha'olam ira lanu, v'tzore zo nikra nikres, ha'rezo derech achzorius, v'goremes lohem lehidovik v'maseim haroim. V'tosef hatzore, tzore sacheros. Hu shekosev batore v'halachtem imi v'keri v'halachti imochem b'chaim askeri. Kloma, k'sh'ovi aleichem tzore k'dei sh'toshuvu im tomu shehu keri osef lachem chamas osor keri. Let's focus just on the word achzorius, what the word means, and the Rambam's attribution of dismissing the tzara as minhag olam as being derech achzarius. Those are the two things we'll try to do in a few minutes. First of all, what the word means, and second of all, the attribution of this mistake to derech achzarius. So we generally translate achzarius as cruelty, and it's certainly a correct translation. But yitochein that it's somewhat of a derivative and applied translation and definition. So for instance, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam quotes from the end of HaChovel, Osa l'odom sheyiyah achzori v'lo yispayes. If a person was wronged and the other party is looking to be mefayes, is appeasing him genuinely, sincerely, so osa l'odom sheyiyah achzori. But rather, yeah, noach lirtzos, v'kosher lichos, v'b'shoshim, v'vakesh miran, achoti, limchol, mocha, b'leiv, v'shalom, v'nefesh chafetzim. So achzori in this context is l'chora more precisely defined and translated as a person shouldn't be l'maisa, to be very technical about it, not being mochal, the other person, is not achzorius, cruelty, in the sense of that you're harming the other person. Adarava, after three times, the shoe's going to be on the other foot. He's his slate is clear, and the achzor is the chote. So there's no the sort of the ben odom lechavero intimation of cruelty is not quite accurate here. It means a person shouldn't be unmoved by the pious. The divrei pious, the appeasement, a person shouldn't be so callous and rigid and insensitive that he's not moved by the divrei pious. A person's coming, he's being mefayes, so it's not so much the cruelty, it's the callousness, it's the insensitivity, it's the divrei pious are not registering. Now, it's easy to understand how that midah, that chumah in a person, rachman letzlan, will translate into cruelty in ben odom lechaver dikas situations. But the yisod hadava is the callousness, is the insensitivity, is the failure to react, that what's happening doesn't register. כל מי שאינו מסעבל כמו שציבו חכמים, הרי זה אכזרי. אלא יפחד וידאג ויפשפש במעשה ויחסו בתשובה. רמב"ם is not, clearly he's not talking about whatever tikkun for the neshama of the niftar observing avelus has. He's not... whatever happens on that level and in that realm, that's not the level on which the Rambam is writing. Again, what's the achzarius? The achzarius is that there's no reaction, there's a callousness. What happened doesn't register. The insensitivity is so profound and so extreme. And that, kimedume, is the core definition of achzarius. And that's what the Rambam is talking about in Hilchos Taniyos, that the tzara doesn't register, that there's a callousness, that there's an insensitivity. The chiyuv of Liza Ulahariya is a chiyuv that a person is guilty of a bitul essay. When there's achzarius again, not achzarius cruelty, again, although it will metamorphose, it will set off a chain reaction which creates cruel consequences, Rahman al-Atslan, but the core is just an insensitivity. And that's why you find, already here in Hilchos Tshuva, but the Rambam has it in more than one place, when the Rambam talks about achzarius, he associates achzorius with orlus. Zeru darkum shel zera Yisrael v'libam hanochon to be mochel. Regardless of how much the other party wronged him, darkum shel zera Yisrael v'libam hanochon to be mochel. Avol hagoyim arei leilev einan kein. Ela ve'evraso shomro netzach. V'chein hu omel hagivonim l'fish lo mochlu v'lo nispaisu. So what does orla mean? So orla literally means a kisui. It means a covering. That's what orla is. So it means that there's a covering, which prevents things from registering, and it results in this callous insensitivity. And that's the core of what achzarius means. Let's go a little further, I will say. Elsewhere you find the Rambam has the contrast of Rachmanus and Achzarius. They represent Dova v'Hipucha. So, for instance, in the beginning of Hilchos Deos, when the Rambam gives a whole catalogs, examples of Deos Harve Yeshel Chol Echad v'Echad v'Mei Odom v'Zo Mishuna Mizo v'Chokem Mimena v'Yose, Yesh Odom Shubal Chem V'Koes Tomed Yesh Odom Shadati V'Shevasolah V'Eina Koes Klal v'Chulu v'Chulu. Va'al drachim elu, fast forwarding to the end of the halacha, va'al drachim elu sh'orkol edelos, kegon moholol, va'onein, kili, v'shua, va'achzori, v'rachman. Achzorius and Rachmanus are thesis and antithesis, polar opposites. Rambam talks about how to treat an Eved Knaini, Yidabi imo benachas, ve'en ha'achzorius v'ha'azus metzuya ala begoyim ha'arelim. Again, the association of achzorius with orla, with kisui. Avel zara shal avam avinu v'hem yisrael she'ishpia lam ha'kodesh baruch hu tovas ha'torah. So Achzorius and Rachmanus, Dova v'Hipucha. The Rachman feels, he responds, he feels, reflects, and responds to the tzara of the person in front of him. But here it's important to note the following, and this is actually a very, very important point within Mishnasa Shal Rabbeinu HaRambam in general, in Hilchos Deos. When we think of, let's say, Rachmanus, whether or not a person gives tzedakah, whether or not a person looks to encourage others, or not, Rachman, that's not. Okay, so we think of that belongs to sort of one realm. Let's say a different snap. I'm sitting at the table, I'm basically full, I've basically eaten enough to satisfy myself, to fortify myself, but the kugel was very good. First piece of kugel was very good. Second piece of kugel was even better. And there's still some more in the plate. So the child is, do I go for the third piece, or don't I go for the third piece? That's also a situation. Right? So there's a situation, how do I respond, Rachman Litzlan, to this oni? How do I respond to this nebuch, nefesh meduka? We think of those as different realms. They're different realms. In the Rambam Hilchos Deos, there's no pilug or pirud between those two. There's one continuum in terms of Hilchos Deos. It's the same. So, for instance, when the Rambam then introduces the Midah HaMemutzas, Adarach HaYishara Alev Dalet Hi Midah Beninah Shevachodeya V'deya. V'fichach, skipping a little bit, jumping around, Tzivu Chachom HaRishonim Sheyei Odom Shom De'osav Tomid U'mashair Osan U'machaven Osan B'darach HaEntzois K'dei Sheyei Sholem Keitzad Lo Yiyah Balchema Noach Lichos V'lo K'meshen U'margish Ele Beinoni. Now, look at these examples that the Rambam, which are all examples of the same type of morality. There's one continuum here. Look, just listen to the next examples. Lo yis'ave el ledvarim sha'aguf tzorech lehem, v'i efshel lichyos bezulosan kinyan shenem etzanik ochel esol v'nafsho. V'chein lo yiye omel be'isko el lahasik dovish tzorech lelecha yisho'a, ולא יקבוד יודו ביוסף, ולא יפזה כל ממונו, אלא נוסן סטוקה כפי מיסס יודו ומל וקרוי למי שצורך. So right there, back to back, it's the same principle. It's the same musarius. It's the same ethic. It's the same yesod. It's the same v'halachta b'drocha, whether I reach for the gratuitously, unnecessarily, for the second, third piece of kugel, and whether I give a proper amount of stock, it's the same. And the sugya we're learning now is a perfect illustration of that. We're talking about, again, achzorius. So achzorius is the antithesis of the rachmanus. Achzorius is when I walk by the oni and pretend not to see him. But achzorius is also when the tzora doesn't elicit a reaction from me, I dismiss it. We think of one as chreis ben odom l'chaveru, one is ben odom l'mokom. No, it's the same achzorius, it's the same midah. It's the same midah of whether or not a person is just so caught up with himself and his small-mindedness, the things don't register. There's no sensitivity. There's such a profound and extreme, and it's the same Lashon Achzorius, because it's one continuum in the Rambam Torah Samusa. And Yitachen, you know, the Rambam Hilchos Taniyos doesn't need to be dramatized any more than what the words just say on the most basic level. But Yitachen, and this point needs to be made carefully, not to be overstated. When Chazal say in Yevamos, again, the Chazal that the Rambam is reflecting there in Hilchos Avodim and Hilchos Tshuva and more directly in Hilchos Yisur Evia about the Gimel Simonim U'umah Zo, Rachmanim Bashanim Gomei Chasadim. So it's an essential defining characteristic of a Jew that he's a Rachman, which means there's no achzorius in him. But the yesod of rachmanus is not just ben adam l'chaveru. That's one venue in which it will surface. It's one venue in which it's relevant. The yesod of rachmanus, rachmanus is the opposite of achzorius, is a sensitivity to what's happening, sensitivity to anything and everything. The sensitivity may be to people, which it is in Rachmanus, it may be to events, which is what we're talking about in Hilchos Taniyos, but it's the same midah. And that's a defining midah of what it means to be a Jew. Now again, to be careful not to overstate the point, I'm not aware that there's any basis in the Rambam for... It's true that the Rambam quotes the halacha, again, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, he quotes the halacha in Hilchos Yisur Evia, that if you see someone who's an achzor, choshesh em leyichusa, don't make such a shidduch. Not sure why one would have been interested in the shidduch anyway, but maybe she's rich. I don't know. There are reasons that one might have been interested in the shidduch. So the Rambam says, no, choshishin l'yichusa. You can't marry into such a family. Because gemel simanim be'umazo. So we're not suggesting that question mark of halacha. That's the halacha. We're not suggesting that cloud of doubt with regard to yuchsin would apply to someone who manifests rachman l'tzlan achzarius as an hilchos taniyus. Not looking to call a mosav goreya to overstate the point, but with that careful circumscription notwithstanding, the defining midah of Rachmanus is a midah to be sensitive to what's happening. What's happening may be a poor person, an unfortunate person, an unhappy person, a lonely person. It might be that the world is shaking in front of our eyes. Amudei Oretz Yerofef. But I'm so caught up with waiting in line to buy my milk for my morning cereal that it doesn't register. It's the same midah of achzarius as when I walk by the oni or the lonely person and don't notice. It's the same midah of achzarius. The same word because it's the same midah. Okay. We said the second point that we wanted to comment on here in the Rambam Hilchos Taniyos is the Rambam's attribution of if a person's analysis of what's happening is Dover Zem Yimina Ga'olam. So the Rambam attributes it to Achzarius. So I understand how it can be attributable to Achzarius, again, as defined, as just defined. But how does the Rambam know it's that? Maybe it's just Amaratsis. Maybe the person or the people in question never really learned too much about Hashkocha, Domashim's Hashkocha for Kal Yisrael. And maybe that's the source of the error. How does the Rambam know to say so categorically, so unequivocally, that Harezo Darach Achzarius? Maybe it's O Achzarius, O Amaratus. What's more, Kimeduma, that we encounter this all the time. The Dava Zem Mi Minanga Olam, we encounter it all the time. And it often strikes us as Amaratzis. So how does the Rambam know? No, it's Achzarius. How does he know that? So if we were zocher to ask the Rambam the question and have the chutzpah to do so, he would probably very gently point out to us that we didn't read what he wrote. Just read what I wrote. The Rambam quotes the psukim from Parshas Bechukosai. It's not the Rambam's diagnosis. It's not the Rambam's attribution. The Torah says. The Torah says, if you don't respond to the tzoros, you know what you're doing? It's telchu imi bekeri. The Rambam would say, lo alai she'elaschem. It's in the psukim. But even more. And I have to confess that I was very shaken by this realization. That The question, again, it was my question, the question bothered me. The question itself stems from achzorias. The question itself betrays achzorias. Whether one looks, and let's illustrate it with the Eis Tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, the current Eis Tzara, whether one looks with a horizontal perspective, or whether one looks, horizontal meaning recent history, or whether one looks with a vertical perspective of the entire trajectory of Jewish history, Amiratzus can't account for attributing this to Dovah Zeh Mimin HaGa'ola. Is it true that the B'nai Yishmael have a deep, visceral, profound, murderous hatred of us? Yeah, that's true. And does that account for what they do? Yeah, it certainly does. But how come it flows and ebbs? How come it starts and stops? The hatred changes? The hatred doesn't change. The hatred is a constant. So why is it that there are, Rachmana Litzlan, waves of terror, and then there are quiet times, and then it starts, and then it stops? Why is it that for the most part, despite the fact that we're surrounded by over a billion people sworn on our destruction, that for the most part, life is, for the most part, without Rahmanul Islam understating for a moment the Mesiris Nefesh of Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, but for the most part, life is peaceful. So how is it? There's no natural explanation for that. What, something just happened that now they're trying to kill everyone and strike fear into everyone's hearts? Nothing happened. All of a sudden, the culture which glorifies massacring Jews, that culture has been there for a long, long time. The visceral hatred is there for a long, long time, and the knives have been there for a long, long time. So what happened naturally? Nothing happened naturally. There's no natural explanation. There's no natural explanation for how it starts. There's no natural explanation for how it stops. And you don't have to be a Baki in Kisvei Maharal. You don't have to be a Baki in Kisvei Ramchal. You don't have to have ever heard a shir on Inyone Hashkocha to understand that Dovah Zeh Einu Mimin HaGa'olah. If there's Amiratzus, it's Amiratzus which stems from Achzoris. Because it just doesn't register. It doesn't register. We just don't reflect. That's the horizontal perspective. And if you take a vertical perspective, no person in his right mind who reflects on the course of Jewish history can for a moment, for even a fleeting moment, entertain the thought that it can be understood in natural terms. A tiny, until 67 years ago, for two millennia, stateless, defenseless, despised, persecuted people. There's no natural. It's not amiratzus. It's achzorius. It's not noticing. It's not thinking. It's not reflecting. It's achzorius. If there's amiratzus, the yisod of the amiratzus is achzorius. And if when I look at other people, I think it's amiratzus on their part, so that's achzorius on my part. Because it means that even if a little bit I get it, But I get it in a very weak and tepid and dim way, because otherwise I couldn't think it's Amaratzis Anepa. It's a very frightening realization. So I'll project onto other people. So you'll forgive me for that. So why is it that we're achzarim, and what does one do about it? And that's a question halacha l'maisa, not intended just as a theoretical exploration. Give me a moshel. Let's say you want to catch a bus. And the bus is every half hour or whatever. Maybe it's once an hour. It's a big nuisance to miss the bus, miss the train. Maybe it's in the train station. And you're a couple of blocks away. And you see the bus is going to be pulling up very soon. So you want to sprint and make that bus. But what's the problem? The problem is, you're not in very good shape. If you would go to the gym, not only would they make a shechayin, but they'd make a bow of machayim meisim upon seeing it. That's how long it's been since the last time you were on the track in the gym. So right now you know how important it is to be able to run. And right now you probably even appreciate how important it is to be in good shape. Lamaisa, you can't flip a switch. I don't know about you, but I'm going to miss the bus. I'm going to miss the train. Kachaza. If our daily reality, and not when there's an Eis Tzara, our daily reality, when things are quiet, when things are peaceful, is too mundane, if our daily reality is too physical, so even in an Eis Tzara, that remains one's reality. A person can't transplant himself from a mundane physical reality into a metaphysical spiritual reality just because that's what the circumstances would warrant. Just because there's a Rambam in Hilchos Taniyos which says that should be the level on which I not only cognitively understand, but on which I feel. You can't flip that switch. If I'm a citizen of the mundane and physical, if my life is everything is the natural, the physical, the mundane, excessively so. So even though I've been taught and introduced to the Rambam Hilchos Taniyos, and I know it, and I understand it, there's still going to be achzorius inside of me. And the response, if when a person looks in the mirror, he sees, to whatever degree, an element of achzorius looking back at him, the answer isn't that he has to be ma'amig more in the Rambam Hilchos Taniyos. The answer is, he has to be misgabek ha'ari la'avodas boro in the morning when the alarm clock goes off. He has to be makpid on coming to Seder. He has to, the reality of a minute of Talmud Torah, that's a metaphysical reality, that's a spiritual reality. If that's a reality, so then when the Rambam in Hilchos Taniyos is relevant, that will also be a reality. But if the minute of Talmud Torah isn't a reality, so then I'll cognitively understand the Rambam Hilchos Taniyos, and I won't be an achsa, rachman etzlan, to the degree of thinking or believing dovah zemi menega olam, but there will be some achsarness. And sometimes the shortcomings that surface in extreme situations, they're only magnifying and highlighting shortcomings that are present all the time. And we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that the tikkun is a tikkun which is relevant only to that extreme, narrowly defined situation. No, the extreme situation highlights and brings to the surface something that's relevant in one's daily life. What my daily reality is. Is my daily reality Yiras Chet? Is my daily reality, again, chashivos of a minute of Talmud Torah? Of Ben Odom L'Chaveru? If that's my daily reality, so then when Rachman Letzlan, when the time comes, I'll be in compliance with Hachos Taniyos. But if that's not my daily reality, so then I'm not going to be able to be in full compliance with Hachos Taniyos anymore, and I'm going to be able to catch that bus or catch that train.